for community connection. planetaudio.org.nz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Planet FM 104.6. It's the third and footlong show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Hey, good day, DT. How you doing?
I'm good. Moved house this weekend, so a bit sore, but good.
Oh, moving house. That's just like, is there nothing you'd rather be doing than that?
No, it's so happy. I would like if our team won, though, this weekend.
Yeah, they're the officially adopted show team. So close.
So close. It was really close. The final 2 minutes. We nearly got there.
I had one of those nights last night where I couldn't sleep, so I was watching the Formula One.
I was packing the house and watching the Browns.
I was watching the Formula One, and as that finished, the other game kicked off, and I watched the first half.
Yeah.
And then got up this morning and watched the rest.
What did you think of our starting quarterback?
Well, an interesting move to throw him straight into the deep end in an international game.
Oh, yeah, I think it's really kind. It's really thoughtful and nice of us to do.
An upgrade from Joe Flacco.
Yes, a definite upgrade. Definitely had a bit more juice, a bit more spark, and you thought maybe they could win the game. And they were 2 minutes away, so yeah.
We have a great defense.
I know, it's fantastic. I love Greg Newsom. I don't know if you heard him talking. He talks a lot during the game. He talked a bit before the game about how he's going to deliver and all that, and he did. He was really good this game.
He's the one that wears the massive, like, jewelry, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he does.
Justin Jefferson does the same. I nearly Googled. I didn't get time in the end. I was going to Google, how much is Justin Jefferson's, like, necklaces worth? Because they are diamonds.
Yeah.
Why are you playing in $2 million?
Do you know what's funny, though? Because he showed off his collection in, like, a video, and I watched it. And he doesn't really wear them unless he's out as JJ. Like, because he views it as him putting on his, like, persona for football. And I find that really interesting. That, like, it's a very expensive persona put on.
But I suppose, if you're on $20 million a year, I guess, why not?
Yeah, no, why not? I put on a Cleveland Brown shirt to show our support this
I know,
week,
and I
yeah.
failed dismally to go and buy my Cleveland Brown shirt.
This one cost me $20.
I know, but best $20 you ever spent.
I know, look at this. It's a great brown colour. I look fabulous in brown, as I found out today. So, yeah, it's not
your commitment's
a colour
amazing. I'm lacking. Here's me with a New York Yankees top, and the Yankees are...
Are they winning?
They're not good at the moment.
Oh, they're not good.
Well, they won the first. They won the sort of like the
they're
first.
They're in the playoffs, right?
They're in the playoffs, yeah.
Okay, so they're not the Browns then. So, I think you need a more downtrodden team, really.
So they had the best of three against the Red Sox, and they won that 2-1 after going 1-0 down. And now they're playing the Toronto Blue Jays, which was the team I went to watch them against, and they lost 7-1. And they've been absolutely thumped in both games.
So not fun for you.
Welcome to the third and footlong baseball edition.
Do you know what's funny is I don't like watching baseball. I did play baseball for a season, though.
I enjoy it. Now they've put the pitch clock in, and the games are now not 9.5 hours anymore.
I know, because I found, like, I also play cricket, and that's a bit more enjoyable to watch a T20 than a 3-day test match.
Five. I know. Imagine. Oh. Five. I love cricket. Both ends.
No, we should go to a cricket game together.
We should do. Yes. Maybe.
Completely not. Should we get back to football? Should we do food first?
Well, should we talk about what's in the show tonight? In the show tonight. Well, first off, actually, if you are watching this on our YouTube channel, please subscribe and like.
Yes.
And if you're on our Spotify channel listening to this, then please also give us a follow and some comments and a rating. And if you're listening live, well, thank you very much for tuning in at 6:30 on a Monday night. So on tonight's show, what you can expect is this week's food chart, which I was very average at posting late, but
it was fine.
It got a
ton,
it got a heap of response, and it's super close.
Is it?
It's super close.
What is it?
Oh, just hang in there, hang in there. And
should we say what it was, the actual poll?
Oh, yeah, the poll. What the poll? The poll was, what is your favourite breakfast meal?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And yes, after this, you can expect some NFL review, some college review, some news of the week, some hot takes, and we may even get into what's going on next week. So, opening up with the what is your go-to breakfast meal?
What is it?
It was incredibly close. Like, most of the polls we've had, like last week, salt and vinegar crisp were like 42%.
Yeah.
Nothing
completely
got above
destroyed.
20%.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And? People are very opinionated about what they're saying.
They are very opinionated.
Did you have coffee as an option? I just remembered you texted me.
What I was thinking of doing is next week is your favourite go-to wake-up drink.
Yours is Red Bull, isn't it?
No, Red Bull I always, it's a couple of hours. Not like, could you imagine like waking up in the morning, just cracking
shotgun.
A Red Bull?
Shotgun
just like straight in.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I think you do, Darren.
But what was funny is I went to a whiskey tasting on Saturday and it was 11 o'clock. I don't know why I booked 11 o'clock. That's very early to start drinking. And we got there and they were like, oh, have you had any drinks yet? I'm like, if I've driven here an hour, which I told them I had, that means the very latest that they were expecting me to start drinking was 10 a.m.
Oh
I'm like, and whiskey as well. Have you had a whiskey already this morning? I'm like,
that's like a massive statement to ask someone.
I was like, maybe in my 20s, yes, but not now. That's right, yeah. So we had quite a lot of options. I thought, actually, going back to your question, next week having your get-up drink. Like, is it juice?
Get up and
is
go.
It water?
Juice.
Is it like tea?
Juice is
it
so
coffee?
Ambiguous.
I know. But orange juice, apple juice, or other juice?
Other juice. Pineapple juice. Cranberry juice. No, not a fan of cranberry. What about cranberry sauce on like your turkey?
Cranberry sauce on pizza.
On pizza? Oh, do you do the chicken brie?
Chicken
cranberry?
Cranberry, yeah.
I've actually never met anyone who eats that, so this is very interesting.
Well, hello. Hello. Nice to meet you.
I've always been like, I've seen it on the menu and I'm like, does anyone actually order that? You do.
Here I am.
That's nice.
Here I am. So your favourite go-to breakfast meal, eggs on toast, beans on toast, porridge, granola muesli, other cereal.
What about spaghetti on toast?
Because there's so many Weet-Bix spaghetti on toast for breakfast.
No, it's more of a lunch thing.
Other cereal, eggs Benny, smashed avo on toast, pancakes, toast with butter, jam, honey, mushroom on toast, omelette, full English, or Marmite on toast. I was so pleased at Marmite.
Does anyone comment with full American?
Anywhere. No. God, imagine, I was waiting for the race discussion to start. I was like, why is it only full English?
No, I just wondered, this is an American football show. I thought someone would have said, what about full
what
American?
What about full American?
Yeah.
So, we look through the comments to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
Corin Healy, few the most nuanced poll yet. Normal morning would surely be cereal. Special occasion is French toast. Oh, fair. Very European.
I agree with it. Yeah.
After a bender, must be a full English except mushrooms on toast. There's never such a day for that. Kaz Leslie was on yours. Kaz from the UK. She was on your vibe. I don't usually have
full
anything.
English.
How about a cup of tea?
Oh, no, see, I do eat breakfast.
Louise, I have Weetabix Muesli Fusion. I was like, that's a hot take. Muesli
is that like
Weet-Bix?
Those are the Weet-Bix bites that are kind of got like tubes in them?
No, I think she just pours muesli into Weet-Bix and...
Interesting.
That's a...
Does she crush out the wheat? I know
we,
so
we
many
need
questions.
To talk
Does
about
she
her.
Crush out the Weet-Bix or are the Weet-Bix still like a little log and then she puts muesli on top? This is drawn many questions now.
Craig Westenberg asked, where's the Marmite on toast? Because that wasn't there.
Oh, so you put it on.
Just out of a pure protest and then I had to put it on. Danny Steen, I think it's from the Waikato. Coffee and existential dread for breakfast.
Okay.
That's a hard start to the day. Hard start to the day. Anali Elise, an option for nothing for breakfast is all me, bro. Love having a plate of air.
Plate of air.
Plate of air.
Get that down your throat. Fasting thing.
Yes. I think it's just laziness, not getting out of bed and cooking anything. Or... I'll have whatever someone's doing for me. Child.
It's really deep cutting people, Derek.
I know. I'm allowed to call out my own children on air, though.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, I'm doing it. No. Just it's air unless someone else is making. And then Matt Coombe actually called out Corin Healy and said he normally eats the tears of the poor.
Wow. Wouldn't you drink the tears, though?
I know. Well, unless you ice them.
And then, like, lick them like a little.
Because you've got to be pretty cold to eat the tears of the poor.
Do you reckon if you ice tears, would you make them tear-shaped, or would you just do ice cubes? Because I think ice cube takes away from it.
It does.
If it's just a cube of ice.
Imagine just having a drink, like a vodka and Coke, and there's just tear-shaped ice on the top of it. That would be...
That really is really
it's
cool.
It's a dark place to be, isn't it? What a dark way to start the show.
Do you know if you know that scapegrace gin that's like... turns black?
Yes.
With like tears in it? Like tear-shaped ice cubes? Like it would just look really cool.
Scapegrace, the drink of New Zealanders. It's actually made in New Zealand, you know?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah, it's made in Cromwell,
I
think.
Liquor store, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Cromwell.
Yeah.
In the wonderful central Otago. So we actually had a tie. We actually had a tie.
Was it Marmite?
It was not. There was a lot of people on My World. Marmite got 6%.
Oh, yeah. So I got some
butter. Which is reasonable. The same as mushroom on toast and jam with butter. And other cereal and porridge. You're amazed that some of these even got voted for, right? What else did we get? 8%. The 8% club was other. I mean, how many options do you want?
Well, there are other
things. I mean, how many options do you want?
You know in Scandinavia when you go up there and you have breakfast there? No, but they have, like, the cold meats and cheeses, and I enjoy that.
I used to travel a fair bit for my job, and I ended up in Sweden quite a lot.
I love Sweden.
And I'd go, it's a beautiful country. I'd go down to breakfast, and it's just jars. And it's just jars of uncooked herring.
Oh,
it's
yeah, that's fine.
It's just ugly.
See, that? I feel like I would prefer that to just sculling red bill in the morning.
Nah. Nah. You could not eat, you could not pay me enough to eat that.
Herring. Well, nah. You don't eat any seafood.
No,
really,
you could not pay me enough to eat that.
I feel like that seafood's a bit extra
it's
as well.
Gash. The 8% club was other, smashed avo on toast, granola and muesli, and beans on toast.
Beans on toast, wasn't it?
No, that's the 8% club.
Okay.
That's the 8% club. Those are the joint at second place, but there was a tie at the top, and that was eggs on toast.
Yep.
And full English.
How many comments were about how people like their eggs prepared?
Zero.
Oh.
That could be a discussion. Do you like scrambled, poached, fried, omeletted?
When I could eat eggs and I was a child, I liked the little soldiers, but this was also when I was 6 or 7.
Oh, hard-boiled as well. I forgot about hard-boiled.
Yeah, you like dunk the little tiny pieces of bread in them. Yeah.
What do you reckon we should do? Should we do the how do you like your eggs or what do you want to drink in the morning?
Some people probably drink egg in the morning.
Ugh. Those raw egg people.
Yeah.
Ugh. What is wrong with those people?
I've met a few, yeah.
Good Lord. So that was this week's food poll.
Yeah.
Professionally prepared by me,
yes.
Very late.
What's
but
on
we
your
still
full
got
English?
Plenty.
What is
mine?
Yeah.
I could tell you what's not on it.
Black pudding.
Oh, 100%.
I just assume that's what you're
that
say.
Would never be on it.
What about haggis?
Never.
Scottish breakfast.
Yeah.
Full Scottish.
Yeah, never. No way an English person
so
is eating haggis. Get out of here.
Black pudding, you don't eat it.
No, it's gross.
It's just like a salty sausage.
It's blood with fat.
Yes. I know what it is.
It's gross. Why would anyone...
I don't actively put it, but like when it's on my plate, I just eat it.
Ugh.
You just put some like baked beans on it and then it tastes fine.
What's on mine is bacon, sausage.
Oh, good, it's sausages. Yeah.
Yes.
It wears me out when they don't
egg,
come with sausages.
Fried egg, probably.
I don't get egg.
No. Beans... fried bread.
Yeah.
Tomato. You can see
hash
why
brown?
I'm going to die at about 56 years old. I mean, drank a litre of like
Red
rice
Bull
oil
in the morning.
That's right. And we've washed down with a Red Bull. What else would be on it? Oh, maybe a fried tomato.
I love
mushrooms,
a fried tomato.
Definitely.
Love a fried tomato. Oh,
mushrooms, definitely.
Tomato is so underrated on a full English.
There's so many people, though, that hate tomato but have ketchup and. Hate hot tomato, not cold tomato.
I just like all tomato. I am not tomato.
Yeah, you tomato agnostic.
I'm tomato agnostic. I love all tomatoes. I would actually say up there are my top three fruits because I quite like
Oops,
a really
that's
tasty.
That's a hot take. Putting tomato into the fruit category.
It is a fruit though.
What? Because it's got seeds.
No, like it's like biologically a fruit. I don't know how it's a fruit. I literally stopped science in year 11. It was not my thing. I was just told it was a fruit. I don't know why it's a fruit, but it was a fruit.
What's a cucumber?
It's, I don't know, a vegetable? An oblong? I don't know what you want me to say here. Green?
Feel free to go to our Facebook page or any page and tell us whether you think a tomato is a fruit
sure
or whether
a
cucumber is a vegetable.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
No, me neither. There's a few of those rando foods that, like,
Because I have to admit, till about 10 years old, I thought Brussels sprouts were just tiny cabbages. So, there's a few things in the veggie family that I'm not aware of.
Is the Brussels sprout the shallot of the cabbage family?
That's what I thought. Because it looks like a tiny cabbage. So I assumed it was just a tiny cabbage.
I was just about to break out into wonder as well that I couldn't work out whether it was fruit, vegetable, and that massive hot take on Brussels sprouts has just killed my memory.
I thought they were tiny cabbages because they look like tiny cabbages. I actually find there's lots of fruit and veggie that's just confusing because it just looks like a tiny version of something else.
Avocados, fruit or veg?
They're fruit, apparently. Which I also don't know how. Is it because there's like a nut in the middle?
I wish they would put a different toy in the middle. I've got like 48 of those little wooden balls. I wish they'd put something else in there.
Wow. Did you really just want to bring that dad joke out?
I thought it was worthy. It was worthy.
Yeah. I used to work with someone who ate an avocado like an apple and like spit out the weird outer skin part. It was really disturbing.
The most disturbing thing I ever did is when I was working overseas, I was in Cincinnati, and I went to a Cincinnati Reds baseball game.
Did you have spaghetti on?
No, I did not have spaghetti. I did not, no. But I went to this Reds game, and people were eating monkey nuts, peanuts, whatever you want to call them, in the shell. But in the game, they were eating the shells.
What?
Yeah, they ate the shells.
But that's such a strange texture.
I know, they ate the shells.
Were they?
I was breaking them
roasted?
Open, and they went to me. They were like, "What are you doing?" I went, "Well, I'm eating the nuts." They're like, "What?" And they then proceeded to put an entire, no roasted, no hot, straight cold shell.
Just raw?
Oh no. And I was
like,
"Did
you try it?"
Yeah, it was like rank. It was rank dry.
Like, do you remember that craze like 15 years ago when everyone's like, just eat a banana and eat the skin as well?
Oh, God, no.
I remember I tried it. I was like, this is disgusting. No, thank you.
Here's my rule on food. If it can't be put down an incinerator, it's probably not good to put in your body. Like, you cannot put a banana skin down an incinerator.
Or neon, maybe not.
But beetroot out.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm out on beetroot. Have you ever dropped beetroot on clothing?
Oh, yeah.
And what does it do?
Stains it.
Yeah, why would you?
I love beetroot, though.
No, but like purple poo.
That's fine with me.
Purple poo.
I can't say I'm living my life based off my poo colour.
Well, then, you need to take your health more seriously.
Honestly, I think beetroot's probably like the furthest down in terms of things I eat that are bad for my body.
I've got to care about that because I'm at an age now where they're going to start sending me a little pot.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They've moved that age down.
Oh.
It's getting closer to me.
Yeah, because quite a lot of people do get colon cancer.
That's very
common, and bowel cancer.
So I'm going to have to...
Because you mail it now,
I've
don't
got
you?
A kid. I know, what? Can you imagine that mail room?
Who's picking all this up?
I mean, you'd have no idea whether someone was doing hate mail or poo mail or what.
I don't know, because it's just... Yeah. I have no idea. It's the purest form of junk mail. Yay.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
How did we get here?
Really down a spiral. I think it's because I wore a brown shirt and it's just really like...
That's right. It's brought the brownness out of everything.
Yeah.
Yes. We need to move away. So this week we're going to have another poll. It's either going to be your morning drink or it's going to be how do you like your ex.
Whatever one we remember.
Yeah, that's right. Whichever one I actually get to post. So, so that is the food poll. Thank you very much for everybody who participated in the food poll. There will be another one coming this week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where do you want to move on to next?
Should I spin the wheel?
Oh, we're going on to NFL games.
Oh, do you want to do NFL games or just college games? Or do you want another hot take of mine that isn't about tiny cabbages?
That's right, yes.
Which isn't a hot take, it's just something I thought.
Or the fact that you don't live your life by the colour of your poo.
No, I don't know many people... Do you?
Well, I'd say if it's red, it's concerning.
Or you've just drunk a red powder.
That's right. Or you've just had a Bloody Mary or something like that.
Oh, that's a disgusting drink. Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah, that's rank.
Oh. I remember when I ordered one and I was like, oh, no. No, thank you.
If you go to Oyster and Chop, I know this is probably unnecessary advertising.
In Auckland.
In Auckland, they do a Bloody Mary oyster shot.
Oh, that would be hard.
Could you just imagine anything worse for me? Is some raw seafood in a Bloody Mary.
And oysters are such a peculiar texture.
Awful. Someone paid me $50 to eat one once.
And? Did you eat it?
Yeah, I did. It was awful. It was the worst thing I ever did. And the $50 just didn't even cover the PTSD I've had since that moment.
They're very unusual. They're an unusual animal that we eat. Fun times.
Let's move on to some NFL, because today, the whole weekend has just been astounding.
Of football?
Yeah. There's some big takes to come out of the football.
I'm excited for your big take. Do you have any hot takes or no?
I'll find one.
Who are you firing this week? Sam Pittman, maybe?
Sam Pittman.
Although you're probably a bit late on that one, actually.
Yes. I've got plenty of people I could fire, but when we spin the wheel, I've got one in particular. Spin the wheel and let's go.
Okay, starting with NFL. Doing it.
Do it.
I'm doing it. Oh, this is a fun one. And it was the surprise, but I didn't find it that surprising, win of the Broncos over the Eagles.
Yes, what an interesting game. 21-17.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things to unpack here. Number one is, why can the Eagles only play half a game?
And number two, why are they not using AJ Brown?
There's something deep going on there. But the Eagles, they were favoured by 4.5 points, and they were 20-1 in their last 21 games, including playoffs. They cannot seem, last week, they were lights out for the first half.
Yeah.
And then Jalen Hurts never completed another pass.
I think he got, they got 60 yards of total offense or something against the Bucks in the second half.
So, your point about it not being a surprise, they were favoured by 4.5. A lot of people were saying this was probably the game to look out for this week.
I had the Buccaneers Seahawks, but that's just because I like the Bucks.
And the score and the madness of it was probably the game. But we probably shouldn't be surprised, because the Eagles were averaging 251 total offensive yards per game. That is the fewest for a 4-0 team since World War II.
The Eagles, at some point, they were going to lose, and it being the Broncos kind of makes sense because the Broncos are a decent team.
Yeah, did you see the very end? If you didn't, they launched a Hail Mary, and my God, it was an inch. It was actually in the receiver's hands. He actually got it, and Patrick Surtain just literally got a finger in there.
Hufanga
came in and just, brushed it over.
Yeah.
But literally, it was there. They were an inch away from that happening. Bo Nix was 0-6 when going into a game as underdog. And the Broncos, when entering the fourth quarter before today, when playing away from home and trailing by 14 points or more, were 1-112.
And 1-112. That's quite a record.
When being away and trailing by 14 points or more in the fourth quarter, they were 1-112. And that would have... I swear to God, if anybody hasn't seen it, you go and watch that Hail Mary play. It was an inch away from being
excited. Next week we get to relive the Bears Commanders and that Hail Mary of last year.
The one where the guy was chanting
Tyreek Stevenson.
Couldn't get over there. The other interesting part of this game is when Denver scored the touchdown to come to 17-16, Sean Payton went for two.
They had not
gone for two all season. What a time to pick. You must have been really confident that your team was going to stop. I mean, what was interesting is when the Eagles went for the Hail Mary, they were at the Denver 30. So they were in field goal position.
Yeah, and they went for the Hail Mary.
Yeah. I mean, Denver's coverage was pretty loose on that.
But you've got Patrick Surtain, though.
Yeah. Jahdae Barron played relatively well today as well, by the look of it.
Yeah, I think he'll be solid across from Surtain. But Surtain's the elite level cornerback, and maybe Jahdae Barron is at some point in his life, but there's a difference.
But at halftime, again, Jalen Hurts was light out. Bo Nix was really average, 10 of 21 for like 87 yards, and then the second half he was something like 10 of 12 for 160.
I don't think Sean Payton cares if he's average, though, as long as he does what he's told, if that makes sense.
I heard some of today, because they were talking about the short quarterback thing again, and I haven't gone to watch the tape on this, but they used to reckon that Drew Brees played on his tiptoes.
That's quite cute, actually, and I don't know why.
A bit kind of almost ballerina-esque like that.
Because I've been told that hippos, like, tiptoe at the bottom of a pool. I don't know why that made me think of that fact for Drew Brees, but now I've made Drew Brees a hippo in my head and I can't unsee it. Shall I spin it again?
Spin the wheel, let's go. We are going some random ass places tonight.
I'm so sorry, I'm
no,
a bit tired.
Bring it.
Bit tired. Dun dun dun. Oh yay. Oh thank God. It's the Bucks versus Seahawks.
Let's do it. What a game.
What a fun game.
Yeah, it was just like a mass shootout.
Oh, it was almost 800 yards of passing. It was fantastic.
Seahawks favoured by 3. Bucks have got the best third down defence. And this was the second longest journey that any team can make from one ground to another.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, that makes sense because they're all the way up
in
the north.
It's the second longest journey you can make between Tampa Bay and Seattle.
Is the longest, I'm guessing, Miami?
In Miami to Seattle.
Damn. It was fun, though. The Bucks winning these tight games, though, is quite stressful for me as a fan of the Bucks this year. But, oh my God, there's so much fun to watch.
Baker's just this gunslinging.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You got to talk about the defense. There's 73 points, 800 yards. Now, either we've got two amazing quarterbacks, or we've got two defenses that are just getting torched through.
What's weird, though, is the Bucks and the Seahawks are known as good defenses before they came into this week. I don't quite really know what happened there. It felt like everyone just suddenly stopped playing defense, but it was so much fun.
The Bucks are 4-1, and they have won every single game by scoring in the last 60 seconds.
I know, it's a bit close. It's just a tad close for me, being a fan, but I'm enjoying it. And they did actually nearly win versus the Eagles last week, just the Eagles managed to hold on.
I don't want to harp back too much, but I had this weird stat. You know, Denver were 2-2 before today.
Yeah.
They had never trailed in the fourth quarter.
The Denver Broncos?
Yeah, but they were 2-2, but they'd never trailed.
Weird.
Because the two games they lost were on expired time field goals, so they'd never trailed until today.
The Bucks are Booker. I'm very sorry for not picking him for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Because I think he's pretty much
he's playing well.
Like
I'm a Baker. He's got to be in the conversation.
For MVP.
MVP.
Oh, yeah. He was a dark horse candidate for it because he has been performing really well. Did you hear what he said before this game, though? Because you know how Sam Darnold and him, they were both picked in the same draft. Just Sam Darnold was meant to go first, but then he didn't. He went third.
That's right, yeah.
And all of that. And then they both ended up in Carolina. And he, Baker Mayfield goes, it was a really great trauma bonding experience for us both. And
I was like, to Carolina.
Oh, no, that's so bad for the Panthers, but it's quite funny. And he goes, because then one of the reporters goes, oh, like, do you have any happy times from Carolina? And he goes, what happy times?
Exactly. I don't think anybody apart from the two teams that got to the Super Bowl but both lost.
Yeah.
That would be the only happy times in Carolina.
Oh, it was so funny. The Seahawks do look like potential contenders in the NFC, though. They're not looking too shabby with Sam Darnold up there.
Everyone was going that the AFC West was going to be the best division this year.
NFC West, remember when we were back doing the divisions? They have had like the most Super Bowl teams in the last 14 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Should we spin?
Are we spinning?
Let's go.
I'm doing it.
Your books are looking good. You pick them. I'll give you that.
I'm so happy. Baker. Let's go, Baker. Shake and bake. Ooh, speaking of fun teams that were meant to be Super Bowl contenders and now are not, do you want to have a guess who what just came out?
It's the Texans versus the Ravens.
I know. How fun.
I can't even see the wheel. But
on that description, what team do you think it is?
Oh, my God. The Texans, who before this game were one of the worst offenses in the NFL.
I know the Ravens made them look fantastic.
Oh,
but I don't mind because I'm a Browns fan, so let's go.
Let's get off the Ravens now, right? 1-4.
Well, we're not.
Let's get off the Ravens.
Browns.
The Ravens were favoured by 3.5 points and lost by 34.
Do you know the 31st defence in the league? the Ravens, who are historically known as the defensive team, 31st defense in the league. I am a bit concerned, though, because you've got the Monday Night Football matchup, Jags-Chiefs. I don't know how good the Chiefs actually are, because the Ravens are just so terrible that I think the Chiefs looked really good. So that will be a fun matchup for when that comes. Second worst defeat in Harbaugh's career?
Yes.
Derek Henry, 33 rush yards.
It was interesting because, I know. Isn't it interesting? All the people that were being hyped in both college and NFL.
Completely, are
not. Like, obviously, no. Joe Burrow gone.
That's an injury.
Klubnik and Nussmeiser in college, and Saquon and Henry, and just remarkable.
The
just
only
how.
One sort of delivering Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
He's just special, though, so.
He's amazing. I mean, he's ex-LSU, but let's not bring him. Texans, 417 total yards of offense. The Texans have also only conceded 54 points through five games. That D's real.
Yeah. I told you they were going to be the best defense. Oh, my God, I feel so validated. Also, Jalen Petrie, an amazing safety.
I tell you what's interesting. I think Denver at 67
really
points.
You looked really, disappointed in myself just then.
I was like...
I said it, and you were like, why are you saying the Texans are going to do that? I feel so validated. Will Anderson Jr., thank you. The only good thing to come out of Alabama.
They
recently.
Are playing well. Derek Stingley Jr. and all those guys.
Yeah.
Lamar before this was 12 TDs, one interception, so he was having another one of those seasons. But he looks slower to me, I think.
Oh, before
he's
he was
lost
injured.
Pace. Yeah.
Because this was their backup.
Yeah. Cooper Rush. What do you make of the Madubuike stuff?
Potentially career ending.
Yeah.
Which is just sucks. Like, just genius. And it's interesting because the Ravens have had a history of this where they've had neck injuries because their defensive coordinator, that's the exact same thing that happened to him. He got done early because a neck injury is life-threatening if you play football again.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it. Like, you just can't play.
Yeah, everyone was just the announcement that he was gone for the year, and then Harbaugh came out and made this really dark announcement that, like, actually.
But it's up to him.
Yeah, no,
which
it's
it is
fair.
Up to him. But yeah, no, it's terrible. Because he was also doing a lot back for, because he, every year he goes and he hosts camps in Africa, which I think is really cool. So he was doing a lot for the community, and that just really sucks from that angle as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens made CJ Stroud look like.
Patrick Mahomes, MVP.
From last year.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. The Texans have been weird this year. They've just not been impressive, but they're there.
They're there.
They're there.
Well, it's because of the division they're in, AFC South. It's always an interesting one.
So I had an interesting note, because obviously the Ravens had started 1-3. I think the Texans had started 1-3 as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they are.
How many teams have made the Super Bowl after starting 1-3?
I think it's less than 4%, isn't it? It's 1%.
One.
Oh, one. Is it the
one
Bengals?
Team? 2001 Patriots.
Oh, that was a strange
The year. Only team to ever make the Super Bowl after a 1-3 start.
Oh, I don't think the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, no. I don't think the Ravens are going to the playoffs.
No, well, to be fair, though, the AFC North is a bit of a strange one as well, and I'm genuinely hoping the Browns make it because our defense is good, and please, Dylan Gabriel, play solid.
How wild at the moment if the Browns, the Bengals, and the Ravens ended up in the top 10 picks. How wild would that be?
Because the Ravens and the Bengals don't need a QB, so they'll probably just trade down.
Yeah.
But the Browns.
What's going to happen to the Browns quarterback room? Let's spin. Let's go.
Are we spinning?
There were four teams on bye weeks this week as well, so no Steelers, no Packers, no Bears, no Falcons.
Dun, dun, dun. But there were Sunday Night Football, the Bills and the Patriots.
The hell?
I actually told you because I couldn't watch this game in full, but I just felt like the score was 3-3 for what felt like 4 hours of my life.
It was a dull game. The Bills found a way. They were 8.5-point favourites.
I know, and the Patriots won.
They'd had four turnovers. No, they'd had one or two turnovers all season. They had three in this game.
Yeah.
Or maybe even four.
And Stephon Diggs came back with a little bit of a revenge for almost 150 yards. I'm sure he's happy tonight.
Buffalo penalties and turnovers, I mean.
Yeah, but they're actually saying that Sean McDermott's on the hot seat, and his defense isn't playing well, and he's got penalties, so you can put that back on the head coach, who is a defensive head coach. So there's a bit of heat there. I think it'd be stupid if they did, but yeah.
I mean, I was quite hot on the Patriots before the season. I had them as a borderline.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, Vrabel's good. Drake May has the highest completion rate for a Patriots quarterback since Tom Brady in 2007.
Oh, Drake May is a good quarterback. They picked well.
He can't play. He can't throw a touchdown, though. He cannot throw a touchdown for Toffee.
Hey, at least he's not the Vikings getting the running back to throw a touchdown.
I mean, does this kind of put the Bills again? Like, I'm going to love to this week to watch people's power rankings, because can you keep the Bills at one? Well,
no.
It was the Eagles that were one, but can you keep either of those at one?
No. Eagles, I think you could, because people will see it as, oh, it's just a one-game thing, you know. They've got the talent and all that. But the Bills, I don't know how you could ever put them at one, because their run defense was so terrible. They're just so terrible.
I'll tell you one thing, I've written it here. Patriots are a dirty team.
Well, they're a variable team.
They're a dirty team.
They're a variable team.
There was two occasions when the plays finished today that Patriots defenders came in and bowled people that were getting off the floor.
Titans like, used to really, do that, though. That's why I said it's a variable team. The Titans used to do it.
And last year, it was the Texans who were my dirty team, but this year, I didn't like it, because you are going to... That's intentional hurt. I mean, Burrow and all the injuries that have happened and Lamar, they're not intentional hurt, but
they're just weird.
Some of that stuff today was intentional hurt, and I wasn't happy about it.
Mm.
And the NFL have got to do something about that.
I don't think they might, but they might not.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure. Do you want me to spin the wheel?
No, first. Okay. But no, I'll ask you this question first.
What?
Is Josh McDaniels the best defensive coordinator ever?
Defensive coordinator?
Offensive
coordinator? I was going to say defense. No, because I've never seen him call a defense, but his offense is
pretty
good.
Oh, there was that year, though, where Belichick had the defensive coordinator. Anyway, Josh McDaniels, is he the best defensive coordinator ever?
No, I'd say Andy Reid is better, and Sean McVay are better.
And?
I would say he's definitely in top five, you could put that, yeah.
And given that he's gone back to the Patriots,
goes back to the Patriots.
I know, but given that... He is performing well in a team that's really brand new. The Brady thing, there's a lot of casting shadow over the Belichick thing.
No one ever talks about him, though, Josh McDaniel, no.
I know, but he's got some history and tarnish, and he's not a great guy.
I think he had quite a bit to do with the Patriots' success, because I think he's a good coordinator. I just mean no one ever talks about him when they talk about the Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick debate at all. That's just not even mentioned.
Belichick has a losing record with no Brady.
Yes, it was really bad. It was very hard to watch if you were a New England fan. If you were any other team's fan, it was fine, though.
Yeah.
It was very fine, wasn't
it? Yes.
I didn't mind it at all.
Not at all.
So I guess you could say I'm not a Patriots fan.
I'm not a Josh McDaniels fan, but you can't doubt.
He picked Tebow.
He can't coach for Toffee.
No, but he can call a play.
But he's a
play.
Great offensive
and
coordinator.
And a schemer, damn.
Yeah.
Did you want to move to college talking about Bill Belichick?
Let's spin some wheels. Let's do some more NFL. We've got time.
NFL.
LSU weren't playing this year. This week? Who cares?
They are playing this year, but their offenses are playing this year.
If you watch them, they are not playing this year. Come on. Oh, did you get the Browns?
Did we get the Browns?
Did we get the Browns?
Yes.
Well, we did talk about it a little bit. Let me talk. I want to tell you who I am impressed with this year. Quinyon Judkins.
I'm not impressed with his domestic abuse charge.
No.
Yes. No, that is not okay. But I am impressed with his game on the field.
Do you know that Dylan Gabriel was the fifth quarterback to start in 10 games for the Browns?
No, but do you remember? Oh, you know that terrible shirt that they wear of how many quarterbacks they've been through?
Yeah.
It's harsh.
It's true.
It's a dress now.
It just shows. It shows what a messed up
organization is. Yeah.
But a lot of these do go through that. It was like last night I was listening, and the Panthers have had six coaches in 7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I think there's calling for a joke, because Kevin Stefanski, people say, is on the hot seat. He's a good coach. Why would you? But organizations do. Is there a better option? No, I don't think so. I would say Kevin Stefanski's a really good coach, so why would you get rid of him? But they might, because they're the Browns. and they sometimes do things that are questionable, i.e. trading
for Deshaun Watson
and paying him a guaranteed contract. He's still on the roster, by the way. Still a QB.
They can't afford to cut him.
No.
That salary cut would be possibly worse than the Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
So, the Vikings were the first team to play back-to-back overseas games in different countries. Their defense has given up 18 sacks in 4 games.
Cam Akers' trick play was awesome.
Oh, that was very good.
That was fun.
The Browns just were not ready.
No, I don't think anyone was ready because Cam Akers wasn't, I don't even think you schemed for him because he wasn't really meant to be playing because he came off the practice squad. And there he was.
The crazy thing was, we have become a world of stats, right?
Yes.
And I like a good stat, as good as the next guy, but they had Cam Akers' college passing record stats.
Five
of seven or something like that. I was like, wow, why is people recording that stuff? But it was an entertaining game. It went down to the last 30 seconds.
And unfortunately Carson Wentz won it.
And this is going to be the story of the Browns this season, isn't it?
Yeah, can the defense
very
win the game?
Close games, just can't win them.
I know.
I mean, the one game they did win, they had no right winning. It was a blocked field goal. And
did you think Deion Sanders' child, Shedeur Sanders, would have made a difference? I don't.
No. I think that was a tough game to throw anybody into overseas.
I think the problem is the wide receivers on the Browns are not stepping up to help any of the quarterbacks. It's not just Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, any of them.
Jerry Jeudy.
When continuously your tight end is the top receiver, but your tight end's also not being featured enough by Kevin Stefanski's scheme, it's just not going to work, and you need someone to step up.
No.
Yeah.
One more wheel for the NFL. And if this game doesn't come up, I'm going to give you a mad fact.
A mad fact. I don't know what fact you want, but I'm hoping it's something to do with the Cardinals versus the Titans.
Oh, it's not that game.
But can we just say congrats, Cam Ward, on your first win? That was cool.
I mean, but that should never have happened.
No, it shouldn't have happened. Why do the Cardinals play like they're not really want to be there? They play lethargic and they have no energy and they kind of go, oh, right, yeah, I'm playing NFL, right.
There was one particular play, and this turned the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cam Ward threw an interception.
Yes.
The Cardinals guy got it.
Mm-hmm.
Went to run, tripped over, hit the floor, ball popped out.
Yeah.
The Cardinals defender ran to get it,
mm-hmm.
fumbled it in his hands, went to grab it a second time, kicked it.
It's just Cardinals, though.
Into the end zone, straight to a Titans player who fell on it. It was just like, it was comical. And the Arizona Cardinals player who did the Jonathan Taylor and ran to the end zone and let it drop out of his hand before crossing the line.
DeMarcado, that's the running back, the third tier running back. They've lost both running backs. It's awful. James Connors was disgusting to watch. Also just sad because he's had a strong struggle going into the NFL with his cancer battle, and now we have the third tier running back dropping the ball on the goal line.
I mean, they said, what's his name, the coach of the Cardinals? It's not Stockton.
Gannon. Jonathan Gannon.
How many things can go wrong in a game? Like intercept the ball, then kick it to them, and then you drop a touchdown.
Almost a beam.
Cam Ward before that was awful. He was like next level once all this happened, but he was dreadful.
Yeah.
And I looked up some stats, and based on their first 4 games, Will Levis has a way better record than Cam Ward in the first 4 games.
I also think he had better weapons. Can I say one other thing about the Titans?
Please do.
Jeffrey Simmons, what a fantastic defensive lineman.
Yeah.
I can fully understand why people are trying to get him, but for some reason he won't leave the Titans.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what was going on.
Are we doing college or you want
Joey Sly had never kicked a game-winning field goal in his career. And
he's been kicking for a while.
I don't know if you caught the end of the game. He almost missed from about 25. He put it over the top of the post. No. I'm like, you have to kid me. Can I give you my mad fact before we move to college?
Your mad fact.
Mad fact.
Have you given a British accent, which I know you can?
Yes, good morning, and welcome to the mad fact of the day. So, it comes from the Giants versus Saints game.
And?
Spencer Rattler is the first QB drafted by the Saints to win a game since 1998.
Damn. Because they normally get them in, yeah. And Arch Manning was the last one, wasn't he? Not Arch, yeah, Arch Manning.
1998 was the first QB. It was someone I'd never heard of. Oh, Arch Manning was the 70s, but Spencer Rattler is the first QB drafted by the Saints to win a single game. Yeah. And the Giants had turnovers on 5 straight possessions.
Yeah. Did you see the one where Dart just full-on dropped it? And you could see Cam Jordan almost, like, questionably go, what? Like, his face, he goes, why are you, is this a trick?
Was it the Cam Newton Super Bowl, I'm too scared to pick up the ball?
I was just, I forgot I was holding this. Should I spin for college
now? Spin for college. There was a lot of action in college, but it was pretty boring this week.
It was
one major upset.
One major upset.
I hope we get that. We
get something that's very obvious, which is Mississippi State versus Texas A&M.
Yeah, Texas A&M, 5-0.
Yeah, looking good on defense.
This game was 7-3 at halftime.
I know, and then it wasn't.
But then Texas A&M had the ball for 38 minutes.
Yeah,
just
their run game.
Stifled them.
Their run game is so good.
299 yards.
It's so good.
It was very good. Doesn't help Mississippi when you're 1-10 on third downs.
No. Also, no. Mississippi is in a bit of a different class, money-wise and everything-wise, in terms of the resources they have. Shall I spin for a slightly more exciting game?
The Mississippi QB, Blake Shapen, rushed 7 times for minus 38 yards.
That's what you call a good defense. Okay, this one was also a bit of an obvious one. Minnesota versus Ohio State.
Yeah, this was over from the start, really.
Yeah, there was a different class also happening again here. So, yeah.
I mean, potential candidate for Heisman Trophy, Julian Sain.
Yeah.
23 of 27, 328, 3 touchdowns. Carnell Tate, 9 receptions for 183 yards. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Ohio State, 474 yards total offense versus 168 for Minnesota.
Yeah, it wasn't really a match.
No. Ohio State deservedly staying number one.
Yes. And hopefully slightly more interesting. Oh, Colorado versus TCU. Horned
Frogs.
God, we're
getting all of that. Yeah, Horned Frogs. This was really close until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then TCU just put the game away. 4 turnovers. Oh. Came back to Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Hoover, 23 of 32, 275, 4 touchdowns.
Buffalo season not going how they want it. And also, unfortunately, Deion Sanders with potential blood clots again.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean, he's got Shermer calling the offense. I mean,
yeah.
They need to get rid of Shermer.
Okay, should I spin one more time?
Yeah, let's do it.
Doing it.
Oh, we could probably get. I reckon we could sneak a couple. Oh, you want to do some hot takes?
No, I wasn't sure if you wanted to maybe discuss potential firings that have happened in college recently.
Well, you'll definitely want to talk about one.
Oh, it's so much fun. I think you'll be super happy with me though right now, because I think I have the game on my wheel.
Come on, it's going to be it. Can I guess?
Yes,
I can't see the wheel, and everyone on the camera will know I can't see the wheel. Penn State versus UCLA.
It was indeed.
Yes, let's go.
So you texted me late at night and you went, can you add this, thanks?
Can you add this, thanks? Because UCLA were 0-4 before kickoff and had never had the lead in a game.
And they'd already fired the head coach for the season as
That's
well.
Right.
And they were well done with this year, pretty much.
They are the first 0-4 team to beat a top 10 opponent since 1985.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. I can't. Penn State, I've talked about this a few times.
Yes.
James Franklin needs to be fired.
Yes.
Needs to be fired.
Yes, you have said that many times.
He cannot even win against unranked teams. His record against ranked teams is rank. Like, just UCLA, 289 yards rushing. 0-4.
Yeah.
Penn State had the lead for 160 minutes in all games this season, never led once.
Because Oregon, a bit more excusable, because Oregon's a really good matchup. UCLA, like I said, already kind of done for the year? Like, they'd already, I would assume, quite a few people have checked out on their stuff. Like, yeah, no. What? Bruins? What? Like, what? What do you mean you lost? Type thing to Penn State, yeah.
Nico, I am a Lieva, I think is to pronounce. Apologies if I'm wrong. 17-24, 166 yards, 2 TDs. Not particularly outstanding.
No.
But also rushed 16 times for 168 yards and ran in 3 touchdowns. That's stellar.
Yeah.
That's stellar. Again, we talked about this last week. Again this week, quarterbacks being the leading rushers on teams.
It's a big thing in college,
it's happened a huge amount of times, even in the NFL. It's now becoming a real regular thing.
Lamar Jackson, the birth of the running quarterback.
Yes.
Yes.
Was it? Was he?
Well, because they were running first. Yeah.
Steve Young's probably the average.
Cam Newton, I think, was more viewed as a quarterback, though, whereas Lamar Jackson came out and people kept trying to say he was a running back, whereas Cam Newton was very much a quarterback who could run.
Steve Young was probably the first real, because it was his record that Cam Newton broke.
Vince, I can't remember.
Oh, Vince Young.
Yeah, no.
Titans.
No. Yes, and
Vic.
Cunningham as well.
Yeah, Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, he was good.
What's his face? Who's the Eagles guy?
Culpepper.
Yeah.
Culpepper, yeah.
Yeah.
Also Vikings.
Yes.
Dun-dun-dun. My man. I should get that horn. I don't
That's
know.
Right.
Galahorn,
Galahorn. Skull.
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 The clap.
Skull.
I have to say, that
Skull.
Seems like a great NFL stadium
to go. I'd love to go. Indoors as well.
Yes,
so
indoors.
The atmosphere.
And just the clapping, the like Galahorn. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
I've been to the Saints, and that's all indoors. And
no, the black
about
hole.
About 130 decibels of noise. It's phenomenal.
Okay, so we talk about the coming week games and what we're excited for?
Yes, let's do it.
Yes,
I just wanted to sack somebody else.
Oh, okay, go sack someone else.
Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Bill Belichick.
Yep.
North Carolina are awful.
They're really bad.
2 minutes before halftime, in the whatever stand, the South or North stand, there was more band members than crowd left.
Well, yeah, why would you stay? Just why would you stay to watch that?
How much has he damaged his reputation? I mean...
Oh, a shot nearly as badly as Russell Wilson has damaged his.
Yeah.
So...
Go for this
Sometimes maybe just go out on top.
Yeah, just do it. No, but he wanted that record, didn't he? He wanted Shula's record and...
Yeah.
He thought the college was going to be a way to get back in, and it was not. Mike McDaniel. Fired. Get out. Losing
get
to
out
the Panthers.
Town.
Get out.
Get
winning
out.
Winning 17-0 and you lost.
Yeah.
To Bryce Young, who still can't throw for 200 yards, who fumbled again, who intercepted again.
But like that Rico Dowdle, the
Rico
running
Dowdle,
back.
Yeah.
That's what won them the game.
Yes.
The Dolphins defense, question mark, pretty much. Just question mark.
Dolphins culture, question mark, everything.
But yeah, Mike Tomlin to the Dolphins is the rumor. Dun, dun, dun.
That would be a good fit.
That would be odd. Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to give you my 3 games for next week?
Yes. Are we talking NFL or college?
NFL.
Go.
NFL.
I have 4.
Commanders Bears.
I have that. I have it because of the rematch of last year.
Yeah, the Hail Mary.
Yes, and also Jaden Daniels versus your ever favourite person in the whole world.
Caleb Williams.
Indeed.
1 versus 2.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually come up with a 4th. You give me yours and I'll tell you if it's on my list.
Buccaneers versus 49ers.
Yeah, it's there. That's on my
Let's
list.
Let's go Bucks.
I'm quite interested by Steelers Browns.
Yes, that's on my list too.
Can we go 4?
Also,
fourth?
Not just because they're our team, but also
come
because
on.
AFC
Let's
North.
Let's see if we could go 4 for 4.
I really like the Chiefs line.
Yes! Let's go! I can't see your list, you can't see mine. I'm like, yes!
I really want it to become a shootout. The Chiefs lines, I want it so badly.
Yeah. The rest of the games are toilet.
Yeah, they're not great.
I mean, the Ravens, Rams would have been. Oh, actually, Jags, Seahawks.
Could be a fun game, yeah.
Jags
defense is pretty good. It's pretty, it could stifle the Seahawks, yeah.
The London game is the Jets, Broncos.
Poor Londoners.
Oh, no. Having to put up with that.
Poor Londoners.
I know. Have you got any college picks? I'm just going to quickly get mine.
Indiana-Oregon was the one that really stayed, like, jumped out to me. Oregon and Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana have been pretty good.
They're number 7 on there right now, ranked.
Yes.
And I just think it'll be an absolute showdown to really see them come up against Oregon.
Do you know what I'm really frustrated about?
What?
Is the AP poll's obvious bias towards Alabama. They lost to practically an unranked team.
Yeah.
And they're now back at 8.
Yes.
And I know this is going to be a completely biased opinion, but LSU lose to 14 Ole Miss, who are now 4, and they've been left out of the 10. It's like the AP poll's bias.
Texas versus Oklahoma, that I think will be the showdown that everyone will look at, but I don't think it's as exciting to me as Indiana versus Oregon.
I think Texas are garbage.
Oh, they're terrible. That's
Arch
why I'm
Manning,
not that excited.
I feel for Arch Manning. He's Texas A&M versus Florida. That could be an interesting game.
Especially because Florida won, didn't they?
They lost to Miami, didn't they?
Oh, no, that was FSU that you were talking about.
Florida Gators.
That was so confusing. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure Florida won.
They did, yes.
FSU lost yesterday.
That's right,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Georgia-Auburn?
Georgia-Auburn's going to be an interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
So is South Carolina-LSU.
Really?
South Carolina are not. They're no slugs.
No, they're not, but they're definitely not going to win.
Yes. who knows? Missouri-Alabama.
Mizzou?
Yeah, I mean, everyone thought Vanderbilt was going to take them out, and that was never a game.
I really, really wanted them to.
Do you know how
upset I was?
You have no idea how much I hate Alabama.
I know how much you hate them.
Ugh.
I'm very aware of it. Your worst nightmare is when you meet someone who's an Alabama and Patriots fan, isn't it?
Do you want to know someone?
You work with someone.
I do, who's an Alabama and Patriots fan.
I know, that's why I said it, because you were just
Shout out John. We sit next door to each other. He's our operations manager. He's a Bama and Patriots fan. I mean,
Saban and Belichick.
That's right.
Yep.
So,
the best of friends.
So it's lining up for a good college weekend.
There's some
certainly
other good games.
Some teams in that top 10.
Nebraska, Maryland will be a good game, I reckon.
Especially
because
Arkansas.
Let's not talk about it. It's going to be terrible.
Well, no, because there's going to be a new guy in town, surely.
No, there's not a new guy. Let's bring it back. It's the return of the Petrino, really.
Yeah.
Bring it back to 2008. Going back to 2008.
You just mentioned Nebraska. We didn't cover their game. They had 404 straight sold-out games at home.
I know, Cornhuskers.
Go Cornhuskers.
I wonder if we could husk corn fast. That would be fun. Don't know why I thought of that.
Matt Rule's looking great, by the way. He's lost a ton of weight. And
he's a hot candidate. Hot candidate for some of these other positions. I would love if he comes to Arkansas. I'd love him. Love it so much. Because the one that, there's a hot candidate at the moment is the SMU head coach, because he is originally from Arkansas.
Yeah, you got this whole alma mater kind of thing going on in college, right?
Arkansas is a very interesting state to live in.
So you can all just wake up in the morning, wave to each other out there and go, wee!
Sweet!
Sweet! Do that to each other.
Go Hogs, go.
Yeah.
Let's go beat Tennessee.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for them.
Oh, it's been terrible, It's been terrible to be a fan of a team that's not really going well at the moment.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything in particular you wanted to talk about?
Dog pound? Do you reckon we'll beat the Steelers this weekend?
I don't think the Steelers are great. I think their record is better than what they are.
Myles Garrett bearing down
on Aaron Rodgers. He will crush him like a
I'm so excited.
I know.
So excited to see our defense out there. Our defense is also pretty tricky. And Greg Newsome and Denzel Ward, I reckon they can handle DK Metcalf out there. So I reckon we've got some good Swesinger on Darnell Washington.
Yes.
I think it'll be a fun game for us, hopefully.
I heard a real interesting hot take.
What is
up for TV this week, that the amount of injuries and lack of defense is being caused by the team's lack of putting starters into preseason and training camps.
I thought you said there were more quarterback starters in preseason this year than normal. Wasn't that your fun fact?
I counted up and I found 16 in 1 week, and that was it. And then it went
off again. Yeah.
But nobody else, the amount of didn't play at all, like the Russell Wilsons or anyone like that. But the injuries this year, to me,
they've been terrible.
They're awful.
It's really affecting the quality
it's
of the game.
Totally changing it.
Unless you have Mac Jones as backup, and then you're fine.
And the reason I say that is because there's more teams have scored 40 or more points. It's happened 14 times. That's the most it's ever happened in their
history.
But
the Browns won't let it happen this week.
Is that right?
Let's go dog pound.
Right, that's the end of our show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Don't forget to hit us up on all the socials. We'll be back at 6:30 live and direct on Planet FM 104.6.
You can make radio.